Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot up to $2,500 thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to my door so I can enjoy holiday dinners without hours of prep and cleanup. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. All right, Maureen, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, yes. Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Maureen.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, fans of the Flaming Hot Cheetos have been buying bags in bulk after the company announced an upcoming shortage of the chips. What is the name of the Cheetos mascot?
Chester Cheetah.
Number 2, a FedEx employee is facing charges for dumping hundreds of boxes out of his truck into a ditch rather than delivering them. What does FedEx stand for?
Federal Express.
Number 3, a British version of Saturday Night Live is in the works. What was the name of the British sitcom starring Ricky Gervais that was adapted for an American audience starring Steve Carell?
The Office.
Number 4, Sarah Paulson is facing criticism after wearing a fat suit to play Linda Tripp in the FX series Impeachment. In The People vs. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, what real-life character does she play?
Marsha Clark.
Number 5, Avril Lavigne is adapting her song Skater Boy into a movie. Spell Skater Boy the way it's spelled on the album.
Skaterboi.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Maureen got 4 out of 5.
Pretty impressive, Maureen. $2,500.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Number 1, fans of the Flaming Hot Cheetos have been buying bags in bulk after the company announced an upcoming shortage of chips. What is the name of the Cheetos mascot?
Chester Cheetah.
Correct. Number 2, a FedEx employee is facing charges after dumping hundreds of boxes out of his truck into a ditch rather than delivering them.
I just don't get it.
What does FedEx stand for?
Federal Express.
Yes. Number 3, a British version of Saturday Night Live is in the works. What was the name of the British sitcom starring Ricky Gervais that was adapted for an American audience starring Steve Carell?
The Office. That's easy.
Number 4, Sarah Paulson is facing criticism after wearing a fat suit to play Linda Tripp in the FX series Impeachment.
Mm.
In The People vs. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, what real-life character does she play?
Marsha Clark, and she was amazing.
Yes, you guys are tied at 4. Number 5, Avril Lavigne is adapting her song Skater Boy into a movie.
Which is spell, so ridiculous.
Spell Skater Boy the way it's spelled on the album.
Oh, okay. Let me take a shot here. SK, it's going to be the number 8, ER, right?
No. Maureen put in an extra T, and you put in an E.
Oh.
Yeah, and boy is B-O-I.
Well, that one I think I knew.
Oh. Maureen, I'm sorry. You guys tied today at 4. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Yes, this is Maureen, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, you did incredible, Maureen. You should be really proud of yourself, and we'll hopefully be calling you again. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Okay. Enjoy that shirt, girl. I'm so upset about the extra E on Skater Boy.
Yeah, $2,600 for tomorrow. Let's do this. Let's give away this cash. She was close.
How could I get that wrong? I base my life on Skater Boy.